Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So finally somebody listened, okay? N95 masks are being distributed now to people. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Here's the problem with it. It's going to be a little chaotic in terms of how everybody's going to be getting them honestly. I mean, are people going to be hoarding them? What do you do with one mask or the three masks they're going to give you? And I'm going to explain that in a second. Can you reuse the mask? Can you clean the mask? Now, I have been saying since the beginning that if you are going to say that we need to wear a mask, provide us the proper protection. So give us an N95 mask. And the N95 mask has a much better filtration system, without the valve, of course, that has a much better filtration system than a lot of the other surgical masks or other masks that we've been wearing. The problem is we've been told, well, we don't have manufacturers, we don't have enough being made, there's not enough. Well, apparently there is a stockpile, there's a strategic stockpile. There's been this whole time. So the Biden administration is going to make 400 million N95 masks available to Americans for free starting next week. Now, there's 365 million Americans, so that's barely one per American. The masks, which are coming from the Strategic National Stockpile. I'd like to know where that sucker is, right? And why are they only opening it up now, 2 years into the pandemic? Will be made available at a number of local pharmacies and community health centers. They should be fully up and running by early February. This is going to be the largest deployment of personal protective equipment in U.S. history. Again, why wasn't this done 2 years ago? Now, reports said President Trump, early on in the pandemic, ordered mass manufacturing of N95 respirator masks. I don't know whatever happened to them. I don't know if that continued after he left office. I'm not sure if it failed short before he left. So we don't know. We have no idea if Biden didn't continue it, or maybe they did, and this is a result of those efforts. We just don't know. But 400 million for 365 million people, do the math. I don't think that's enough. So people looking to pick up the free mask, according to CNN, will be limited to three per person. Now, you're giving three masks per person, but there's not enough for all the Americans. Now, I get it. Some of those Americans are kids, but kids will need the N95 masks too. Unless what they're doing is they're just targeting grown-ups right now. I get it. An infant can't wear an N95 mask. But they say 400 million of these non-surgical N95 masks amount to more than half of the 700 million stored in the National Strategic Stockpile. Remember, the Strategic National Stockpile has, I think, everything, probably for government, you know, because God forbid there's a catastrophe, the government needs to keep running. The most important people on this earth are those in the government. And we've all agreed to that. So the people that can run things, the people that can run things efficiently, right, if God forbid we have a mass catastrophe, is the government. That's why anybody in government gets to be saved first. Lord have mercy. The CDC recently advised that well-fitting respirators approved by the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, such as N95s, offer the highest level of protection. We've been saying that since long. You're anti-mask. No, we're not anti-mask. We're not anti-mask on the show. What we are is honest. And if most of your face coverings, including some of the panties I've seen people wore, are being used and compared to an N95 mask respirator, I'm going to say the N95 masks do better. I'm sorry. Okay? The administration's step comes in as we have surges of Omicron. again, by the time everybody gets their masks, they've already been over Omicron. So how is that working? Everybody gets three masks. Well, 400 million divided by three is 133 million dispersions or disbursements. I think they're going to run out. Okay, so what do three masks give you? So in medical settings, you have to throw out your N95 usually after your shift. Ideally, you change it out for every patient, but because of limited supply, throw it out after every shift. Does that mean you only have 3 days of coverage? Well, there's going to be a lot of discussions on how to keep your N95 clean. One such discussion has been leaving it in a brown paper bag. The reason why you're going to hear that is because the virus isn't supposed to live on the mask long. The bag hopefully dries it out, and that mask can't contaminate your kids or your animals that touch it. So they think storing it in a brown paper bag might work. We're not getting that from the CDC. We're getting that from medical experts. Others have said you could throw it in a pressure cooker. You could steam it. I would not do anything yet until we get some guidance because, again, we don't know the integrity of the mask and we don't know how long it could last. Swapping it with alcohol, we're going to give you guys guidance once we get it. But three masks, number one, that means we're not going to have enough. That means many of you that are going to reach out and try to get your masks, you're not going to get it. Number two is, it's just not enough. Now, I love the idea, and I am commending the Biden administration to finally, 2 years in, be distributing these. Because the one thing that I really do believe is if you are around somebody who's coughing and sick and you can't be away from them, the best protection that you have, if you can, is at least the N95 respirator. It's not 100%, but it's way the hell better than everything else we've been using. So thank you for us having access. The only problem is, this going to be enough? You know? And then the other thing, too, is, you know, were these made in China? Okay, are these KN95 masks? Are these N95 masks that were made in China? I'd like to know. So this is going to be very interesting. Now, you know that you can already get a COVID test. We talked about the covidtest.gov website. So you can already order your four free COVID tests to have at the house for the next COVID wave. So these masks keep in a safe place, keep them dry, keep them clean. And then in terms of reusing, obviously the more you use them, the more they get wet, the more they get contaminated, the less effective they're going to be. But we'll talk about what you can do to try to get some longevity out of your three masks, even though it's not going to be enough for the family, so you're going to probably have to share 1-877-share a clean one, 1-877-DOCFELLAS.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I got to clear my throat, wet my whistle. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This next segment is beyond PG-13. More adult, so if you do have some kids, try to cover up their ears, or you might want to listen to private, because this next subject is a little bit more grown up. So, and it's a subject we have to bring up. Why? Well, because a lot of our partners, male partners that have penises, apparently go to Home Depot. They go to Lowe's. And you would think that they would not connect the two. They would not connect Lowe's or Home Depot with sex. I happen to find Home Depot and Lowe's very sexy. I just love the smell of the lumbar and the wood and seeing all the little nuts and bolts and things like that. I just love being in like a workshop or no, just in general. Not being sexually enticed, but I just love being in any of those kind of hardware stores, I just think it's really cool. And maybe it's because I just love how everything is kind of, you got the drills and you got the bolts and you got the hammers and you got the tools. I just think it's really, really cool. I love hardware stores. I just think that, you know, you want to go to Lowe's, you want to go to Home Depot? Yeah, I just love the smell and everything. And then there's plants and then there's the Christmas lights. I don't know. I love it. But one thing that I think is really, really cool at Home Depot or Lowe's or any of these hardware stores is insulating foam, where you spray it and then it comes out and then it kind of insulates and hardens. I think the whole chemical reaction of it is fascinating. Well, apparently one couple was fascinated by it so much that they thought they could use a medical application for weatherproofing foam. And this couple apparently had tried to correct the male's erectile dysfunction. And what they decided to do was spray weatherproofing foam into his penis. Now, for any of you that have ever used insulating foam, comes out soft and then it hardens and it molds and it becomes stiff. So in their defense, okay, that's really hard. Yeah, I'm no lawyer. But in their defense, I could understand the mechanics prompting their logic, but you don't put that in. Also, in their defense, we have had a lot of bad weather lately. Have had that Saskatchewan screamer. You know, there's been the Tonga volcano. I mean, there's been a lot of, so maybe weather's on the mind. The problem is this gentleman had to have multiple procedures and still does. Because when you inject weatherproofing insulating foam into your genitalia, bad things happen. So there's, I'm not making this up. I don't make this stuff up, people. I give you the truth here. So a case study has been described from Northport VA Medical Center urologists. So a 45-year-old male injected this foam because he and his partner were trying to correct his erectile dysfunction. His partner inserted a straw attached to a can of waterproofing spray foam, sprayed at least 10 centimeters of it. It dried, it hardened, and then 3 weeks later, 3 weeks he went with this. He presented to the ER with pain, blood in the urine, and inability to urinate. No, I can't say if it worked. I don't know. I don't think we got that. But it would be interesting. Why did it take him 3 weeks to go to the ER? You would think it would have caused immediate pain, but then again, it takes a while to harden. So I wrote a little piece on this, and the CT scan is included. So the CT scan of his abdomen and pelvis, because that's what we do when we do a CAT scan, we'll CAT scan your abdomen and pelvis, demonstrated radiolucent foreign material, meaning it wasn't opaque. Radio opaque would be kind of like bone, where it would show up on X-ray. Lucent means it's very porous, very airy. And you saw radiolucent material, which was the foam, measuring 10.7 centimeters by 4.3 by 6 in his bladder, and then about 1.6 centimeters in his penis. He did require surgery. So what did he have? So he underwent open cystotomy with removal of foreign body, cystourethroscopy, urethral dilation, perineal urethotomy, and closure of perineal urethotomy, which means otomy is where they have to go in, open. So bladder, urethra, they had to go in and pull this out. The spray foam was removed from the bladder and a prostatic urethra first through a cystotomy. The attempt was made to remove the spray foam from the urethra endoscopically in an antegrade fashion. Antegrade is forward, retrograde from behind, from the cystotomy using a basket, but the patient had a urethral stricture. And the narrow portion, stricture is a scar tissue that causes narrowing, could be inflammation that causes narrowing. So a stricture is a narrowing. You could get esophageal strictures, urethral strictures. So apparently this wasn't his first rodeo. He stuck things in here before. So, sorry, you guys want medicine, here's medicine. So they couldn't pull it out. They used the basket. I have the picture of the basket, but the stricture narrowed it, and it anchored the spray foam in place. They couldn't get it around. So they had to do a perineal urethrostomy to remove the remaining fragments. Intraoperative findings showed multiple anterior urethral strictures. A 10 French mid-shaft urethral stricture limited the passage even of the scope, and the scope is small. A 20 French suprapubic tube, a 14 French urethral catheter, and a pelvic drain had to be placed. The postoperative course was unremarkable. By unremarkable, you're like, okay, that sounds pretty remarkable to me. By unremarkable, meaning he got through it okay, you know, didn't have any complications. And a retrograde urethrogram at 3 weeks showed no contrast extravasation from the urethra, meaning there were no holes. That means everything was still kept in it, because you don't want urine leaking or spraying to other places. That means that it was intact and any closure worked. The drain and urethral catheter were removed, and the patient has been managed subsequently with a suprapubic tube in anticipation of a urethral repair, meaning he still needs the urethra repaired. So he's not done. He had been inserting things into his penis for some time when he developed the strictures. And so the foam hardened, and I have pictures of it, and it got stuck. And he had narrowing, and he had, a safer option's Viagra, the phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors. They relax the smooth muscle, you know, and allow the penis to relax. Blood could remain in the erection. I would maybe do that. Not exactly sure why people put things in. Remember in September there was a teenager who said he was trying to measure himself, so he put his USB cord into his genitalia. He is only 15 years old. He had to have emergency surgery to have it removed. He was from the UK. The cord was knotted on one side. He sustained bleeding, had to go to a nearby hospital, and then go to University College London. He was discharged home that same day. So it is a no-no to put things into your penis that are not supposed to. These foreign bodies, he had bleeding, he had pain with urination, he had inability to urinate. I'm just amazed he got through this with 3 weeks, because then he probably could have been in renal failure. I'm amazed that he lived 3 weeks with this without, you know, getting seen. And so, obviously, I think he got a course of antibiotics, right? He was not referred to psychiatry, as he had not had any repeat episodes since his operation, but would be referred prior to consideration of reconstruction when he achieves a stable living environment. Apparently, he was also homeless for some time. See, a lot of people, they don't get treatment. If they're homeless, they don't have access to medical care, even though most homeless people can still get to an ER. And maybe there was some psychiatric underlying issues. When people think they are treating themselves, like I said, that's why originally in their defense, we've had some bad weather, and we also have, I understand that, he obviously has some sort of knowledge of insulating foam and the fact that it could harden, but that is not what you need to maintain an erection. So we've talked about erections, a lot of times it's psychological, the anticipation, the concern that you're not going to have an erection. Sometimes you aren't really into the partner, but many times it is a vascular issue where you don't get enough blood flow, which is why you also have to check your heart. And then it could also be a hormonal issue as well. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Only his 10th press conference, President Biden will speak to the American people today at 4 p.m. Eastern. New York Attorney General Letitia James disclosed new details Tuesday night about her civil investigation into former President Trump's business dealings, saying the probe has uncovered evidence suggesting the fraudulent valuing of multiple assets and misrepresentations of those values to financial institutions. Daniel Goldman, a former assistant U.S. district attorney during the first failed Trump impeachment, weighs in on MSNBC.
The allegations are that Donald Trump Jr. And Ivanka Trump were very involved in exaggerating or misstating statements of assets and finances in order to obtain loans, insurance, and tax credits.
USA Radio News. After the devastation COVID-19 has caused around the world, two things are for sure. The virus was started in China, and the United States is still not prepared to stand on our own without China's help.
Representative Rodney Davis told Newsmax on Tuesday that the KN95 masks House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forcing members to wear were bought in China with U.S. taxpayer money. Davis said those same masks were considered hazardous by regulatory standards until recently. According to the congressman, the federal government has purchased thousands of KN95 masks from China and are handing them out to members and their staffs. They're all mandated to wear them in the U.S. Capitol complex, including while on the floor of the House of Representatives. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The stock markets are having a rough go at it early in 2022 as a threat of rate hikes are lurking. The Federal Reserve started to chatter about trying to keep inflation in check by raising rates higher. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So actor Gaspard Ulliel, I hope I'm pronouncing this name, star of Blue de Chanel advertisements, as well as Hannibal Rising and the new Marvel series, Moon Knight, has just died. He was only 37 years old, and he died after a ski accident in the Alps. He's a French actor. He was not wearing a helmet, and he crashed in Savoy yesterday. He collided with another skier at an intersection between two blue runs. Now, I'm not sure blue in, so I could be wrong, but we have green runs, and then we have like the black diamonds. I think a blue run is in between that. He played a young Hannibal Lecter in Hannibal Rising. He was hospitalized after his accident in the Alps. He's a father to a child, but he wasn't wearing a helmet. He crashed into another skier at the intersection of two blue slopes. He suffered significant head trauma, immediately hospitalized. And this isn't the first time. Was Liam Neeson's wife? Let me see if I could get her name. Natalia. Okay, hold on a second. This happened. His wife, Natasha Richardson, had gone skiing and I think had an accident, hit her head, refused medical care. She's like, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. How many times have we done that? You know? They were like, I don't need any help, it's okay. I've done that. I had a car accident. And I was in the middle of the street, wandering around saying, I'm good, I'm good. And it was funny because I was still in my scrubs I was a student, medical student at the time. And I think I still had my stethoscope around my neck because I jumped into my car because I had to race down. Something was going on. I needed to be at my in-laws. I forgot what was going on. And I was racing. And everybody's like, oh, okay, she must be the doctor on the scene. And they were like, no, she's the victim. She was in the accident. And so Natasha Richardson, this is Liam Neeson's wife, died in New York City Hospital on March 18, 2009 after suffering a head injury while skiing in Montreal. And the head trauma, sadly, is something that needs to be addressed right away. And we don't realize that we're at risk, obviously, because you go, well, you know, I hit my head, so yeah, it hurts. He actually won the French equivalent of an Oscar, Best Actor for It's the Only the End of the World. He's a French actor, but now has gotten a lot of national attention in America, and we will be seeing him in the new Marvel series that's coming out. He has a 5-year-old son with model singer Galel Pietri, and he's been the face of male Chanel for a while now. So the Disney Plus streaming service is going to be airing Moon Knight on March 30th. So, well, you know, I don't wear a helmet skiing. I never have. I put on goggles. I put on my gloves. I get my poles. I get my boots. Get into the skis. Maybe I have a hat because it's cold. But I don't wear a helmet. Let me see what a blue run is. I apologize. I'm sure you guys know blue run skiing. Okay, because I got hurt on a black diamond. Yeah, blue slopes are intermediate. That's what I was going to say. They have a gradient of about 25% to 40%. It wasn't like he was doing anything, you know, heroic. Green slopes are about 0% to 20%. We use that for young kids and for beginners. Then you got the red slopes, which were about 30% to 45%, and then black slopes. And black diamond is supposed to be more advanced. And I had taken a ski class, right? Within that season, I was already on black diamond. I was not on the double black diamond. We didn't have that. This was up at Alpine and Lake Tahoe. So green is wide. It's groomed. It's a slower grade. It could be even 6%. It's really good for beginners. Blue square is the grading at 25% to 40%, black diamond over 40%, but it's not necessarily groomed, meaning you could have moguls, you could have bumps, you could have, yeah, and then black diamond, double black diamond, more than 40% plus gradients, very steep slopes, narrow trails, meaning there could be a lot of trees, exposure to winds, steep drop-offs, and those are for the really good, you know, Olympian type, you know, or the real good skiers. And I love skiing. But, you know, the average person doesn't wear a helmet. We need to. Okay? You need to wear helmets. And it looks like I'm starting to see more and more people wear their helmets. Check that. In the last 10 years, I've noticed they've been starting to pass out helmets more. So make sure you wear a helmet. I apologize that I don't know, you know, if there's like motorcycles, you have to wear a helmet or not. But sadly, a lot of us, I never skied, I don't believe, with a helmet. And you have to, because the head trauma you have could sadly cause you to bleed. I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't know why my laptop is acting up. So the Tonga volcano. The Tonga volcano, we're starting to see images, we're starting to see videos, we're starting to see aftershock videos, and the disruption that the Tonga volcano caused we're being told, was with a force of more than 600 Hiroshima bombs. This was the Hunga Tonga Hunga Haiphai volcano. And it erupted over the weekend on Saturday with an explosive force that they said, according to Fox News, was 600 times more powerful, as powerful, as the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Japan. James Garvin, chief scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, told NPR that they came up with a number that's around 10 megatons of TNT equivalent. So the blast, therefore, was equal to a force of more than 650 little boy atomic bombs, one of which was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan, in 1945 during World War II. That had an estimated force of 15,000 tons. So we're talking 10 megatons. This was huge. The Hunga Tonga Hunga Haiphai volcano erupted with a blast heard thousands of miles away in New Zealand and Alaska. It produced a giant mushroom cloud in the sky, sent tsunami waves across the Pacific. In fact, the West Coast was on tsunami warning. When you look at the videos of it, it's just, I mean, it looks like a bomb. It looked like somebody dropped the bomb. And it just kind of reminds you that we are very vulnerable to nature. Is a force that we just, cannot face, which kind of blows my mind when we're like, climate change, we have to stop climate change. Okay, I think nature has proven to us time and time again that they're in control. We do need to protect our environment. I think we do have actions that do affect the environment. But in terms of us getting hotter and hotter, and there's going to be flooding, and Florida being underwater, and the West being drier, the West has been getting drier and drier and drier, as we see since the Grand Canyon was made. There used to be a river there. So, nature is in control. We can help it along, but don't think that you have that total control. Scientists say that this last eruption was one of the world's biggest eruptions in the past 30 years, probably one of the loudest events to occur on Earth. Michael Pollan, a geophysicist, said it might be the loudest eruption since the eruption of the Indonesian volcano Krakatoa in 1883. So the blast was so large that the magma inside the volcano was under enormous pressure, had gases trapped within it. With the fracture of the rock, it caused a sudden drop in pressure, according to Shane Cronin, a volcanology professor in the University of Auckland. Yeah, some people said, the magma hit the water, so there was an explosion. No, not like this. This was a force. The crater sat 650 feet below the sea surface. At the right depth, they said that could create a big explosion when seawater pours into the volcano and turns it into steam. But again, seawater pouring into the volcano. It's not so much like the magma touching the water and then, there's some... This seemed like there was pressure buildup. I'm not a volcanologist. But the eruption was pretty explosive, relatively brief. Happened about... took about 10 minutes. They're still trying to assess the damage of the islands nearby. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dolly, 1-877, apologize, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so remember we talked about the N95 masks and the KN95 masks and how many of them are made in China, even the N95 masks. And the KN95 masks, we talked about the difference between them. Some of you asked about the KF94 masks. So I'm going to kind of tell you guys the difference with them. But a big concern that people have, and they're asking, is are these masks that are going to be distributed to us by this weekend in pharmacies where everybody gets three, they're going to distribute 400 million masks, every person gets three. I'm not sure how they're going to have a database, how they're going to figure that out. You know, oh, well, you need ID, like voter ID. I mean, what? How are they going to know? And is somebody going to be hoarding them? So I don't think we've gotten the details yet on how they're going to be distributed. I mean, somebody's going to have to do some really good record keeping. And by the way, do the pharmacies, do they want the hassle of this? You know, we talked about that. You know, did the pharmacies like distributing the vaccines or not? Did they make money? Did it bring people into the store, or was it a headache? Now, I know there was a lot of bad publicity when they would mess up. So with these masks, it's going to be kind of very interesting to see how this plays out. But these masks and getting them distributed, people are concerned, okay, we're going to be using this N95 mask. How do I know they're not made in China? Well, there should be a label on it. In fact, I think in Congress, when Nancy Pelosi finally had members of Congress wear N95 masks, they found out that many of them were made in China. House of Representatives, who were given KN95 masks to wear on the chamber floor, made in China, were being told that many of these masks are the masks that are going to be distributed. The House physician recently ordered lawmakers to replace their cloth masks with N95 or KN95 masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 Omicron variant. Lawmakers were not happy when they found out they were made in China. So according to, let me see, who does this quote come from? Okay. House GOP Doctors Caucus Chairman Brad Westrup of Ohio told Fox News, and this is being reported by Yahoo News, that the U.S.'s insecure supply chain presents a much greater risk to our overall national health. He says the fact that the masks we are mandated to wear in the U.S. Congress are made in China is just one example of our inabilities to protect and treat Americans without relying on adversaries. These Chinese masks, he says, further highlight our need to divest away from the Chinese Communist Party. Our national security and our health depend on it. He says, as usual, Speaker Pelosi fails to recognize the senseless optics of her own decision-making. That's according to Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina. He says, we are fighting a virus that came from China, yet the Speaker is comfortable with publicly supporting a Chinese manufacturer, sending our taxpayer dollars overseas, and further advertising our dependency on China on the faces of Congress. He said either Pelosi's office neglected to realize the cruel irony of supporting Made in China, or they don't care. So, you know, one of the reasons why I haven't bought KN95 masks, and the reason why you don't see me in an N95 respirator all this time, was because I was afraid I was getting it from China. When I saw early on in the pandemic that much of the masks that we were getting came from China, I was like, how do we trust them? Remember there was an issue with gloves, where the gloves were fake? Or reused. I need to bring up that story again, where apparently there was in China, they found that there was this whole big sting operation that found that a lot of the gloves, and I even showed you guys what the boxes look like, made in China. These were gloves we couldn't trust. Now again, I mean, I'm not saying anybody, you know, everybody in the country is deceitful, but when you have a virus that 2 years later, 2.5 years, I believe. Okay, still there's no transparency, no idea where this all of a sudden came from. We're just being told, yeah, this random pandemic, this random virus started in a fish market, or somebody had bat soup, when we have documentation from Singapore that SARS was leaked or accidentally leaked back in 2002 with the first outbreak, and then 2004 where a few more people died. I mean, I don't understand why we aren't discussing either poor laboratory practices, if they're innocent and there was no intent, or intent. You know, with the Olympics, I believe we're telling our athletes to empty out their phones and not go with any personal information, I guess, on their phones, because their phones could be hacked. Their electronics could be hacked when they're in China. I mean, if we have this fear, or not even this fear, but this suspicion, I don't understand why we are still, working with them this closely. And so I'm a huge fan of N95 masks, but if a lot of the N95s are made in China, or the masks are being distributed are going to be the KN95 masks, can you trust them? So what is the difference? What are these masks made of? Why are they such a big deal? So we spoke about the polypropylene. It's a synthetic fiber. The masks, N95s, have such layers that it's supposed to, if it's worn correctly and a nice snug fit around the nose and mouth, is supposed to prevent anything larger than 0.3 microns from passing through. The N95 respirators have to be certified in America, even though I think they could be made in other countries. Now, again, things might have changed, but about a year and a half ago when we spoke about them, a lot of the N95 respirators were made in China. KN95s, though, are China certified, which means it has not gone through U.S. regulation or U.S. Inspection and surveillance, I believe. So KN95s are certified in China. Now, what's a KF94? Well, a KF94, KF stands for Korean filter. Korean filter 94 means 94% filtration. And these are not North Korea. They are certified in South Korea, according to Reuters. So Eric Toner, senior scientist of environmental health and engineering in Bloomberg, said the best masks are some version of N95. They say N95s, KN95s, and KF94s are functionally equivalent as long as they don't have the exhaust valve. Okay? So the CDC lists manufacturers of authorized N95 masks on its agency website. Masks should have a printed logo. These are the N95 of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, the NIOSH, and an approval number. 60% of KN95 respirators that they tested in 2020 and 2021 were below standards. So like I said, I'm going to be very, very shocked if what America is passing out are the KN95s. But if Congress got KN95s, that's a concern. So who are the approved manufacturers? Well, 3M Company. 3M Company, let me see who else. Oh, there's tons of them. Let me see if I could pull up. There's tons of manufacturers. MacTrade, Magid, Glove, Magnum, Majestic. These are not just so much for masks, but approved companies. Now, I haven't seen one yet from China, but then again, if a lot of these industries do have satellite offices, I can't sit here and attest what you're going to get. But if the N95 provides the most of protection, I want you getting an N95 mask. That's hands down. If it's an N95 made in China, I just don't know if it's going to be readily apparent. However, if it is stamped and it has the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, it is supposed to have at least passed standards. I mean, look, I don't care necessarily if something is made in another country as long as it's not poisoned, as long as it works. But if the KN95s have about a 60% rate of being good masks, we have a problem. So, again, I can't say. I'm being told these are N95s and not KN95s. But I can't say for sure. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.